Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with The Truth in Medical Healing. As you know, we broadcast every Friday from 12 to 12:30. That's noon to noon. That's noon Eastern Time, Pacific Time, 9:30. Well, that's true. And I happen to be in New York today, and it's really, really cold. Beautiful, bright sunshine. Looks like a beach day, but it's like probably below zero or something. Anyhow, just to talk about being healthy. Now, number one, let me just say this about that. There's no one older than me that is as healthy as I am. There's no one in their 20s, maybe in their 20s, couple of people, as healthy as I am. So the main thing is that a number of years ago, when I was visiting in Tokyo at a medical convention, I bumped into Dr. Hiromi Shinya. Dr. Shinya is a world-renowned gastroenterologist because he's the fellow who invented colonoscopy. We spent some time together, and then he talked me into, he showed me his facility in, outside of Tokyo where he does the colonoscopies and how he developed it. And then he told me about Kangen water, talked me into going over to the factory, which is on the other side of Japan. We flew over there to Osaka. And let me just tell you a little bit about, talk about water. Water is our most vital. It's priceless. Water is priceless because you can have all the diamonds and pearls and so forth and so on in the world. And if you don't have water, you can always get water, but the water you get is contaminated water. Water worldwide is contaminated. Why is it contaminated? Why is there cancer all over? Why the American Cancer Institute? Cancer, cancer, this, cancer, that. This one died of cancer. Why? Because people don't know how to adjust their lives. The most important thing is the human body is 85% water. The cells of the body and the organs are bathed in water. And most water in the world is contaminated. Why? Because it didn't start out that way. When did it start out? It started out around with a thing called creation, right? So when creation occurred, there was no cancer, there was no nothing. Excuse me. But the fact is that around the year 1900, the fellow decided that he got tired of riding his horse all the time. So he actually invented and put together an engine called internal combustion engine. Now that engine is what's in automobiles. And the thing is that the engines, I mean, they get us all around. We need cars. We evolved. Almost everybody has a car, probably, because there's millions and millions of cars. Even when I was a kid growing up in America, there was very, very few traffic jams. Only maybe if there was an accident or something. And the thing is that now there are millions and millions of cars. Let me just tell you a little bit about me and why I do what I do. Excuse me. Number one, I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force. And with all of that being said, I packed that all into my lifetime so far, and I still have a long way to go. And and I told you, I'm older than all of you, because whoever is listening to this show, we do it, by the way, we broadcast, I just told you, we broadcast every Friday, noon to 12:30, okay? And the thing is that, let me tell you that Dr. Oz, let's hear what Dr. Oz has to say. about water. He was talking last year on whatever show he was on that water is there's a water emergency. Along with an ad that the New York Times ran on a series of millions of Americans are drinking dirty water. And it was proven years ago that cancer cells thrive in an acid environment, but cancer cells cannot tolerate an alkaline environment. Sugar is acid, and most foods contain too much sugar. And they call it sugar in disguise, different names for sugar. So the thing is, we can't really avoid sugar because it's in everything that we buy. And, I put a certain cereal when I, or sour cream, and I put brown sugar in it. I put it in with a teaspoon. But brown sugar is supposedly not as bad as white sugar, but the food manufacturers put more sugar in to make it taste sweeter. People buy more, eat more. And if you look around at the typical American diet, it's overloaded with sugar, and it's also overloaded with cancer. And I told you before, I'm older than all of you. And by the way, as far as energy, I'm sure I have more energy than most of you, if not all of you. How come? Well, because I work at being healthy. And I'm a pharmacist. I was a pharmacist before I went to med school. And I can also go in and get most of the things that I need for free if I needed it. But I don't take any prescriptions. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have diabetes. I don't have any of that. I don't have any cancers and all of that stuff. And we say in the old country, Baruch Hashem. So the thing is that I do the show to try to let people know what they need to do, because and there's a thing called now fracking, which is the petroleum industry is breaking through the earth's crust, going down into the earth, looking for petroleum deposits, oil deposits. And fracking has actually led to crops being fracking has weakened certain parts of the ground, which contamination has leaked into reservoirs and all of that. So it's the largest tomato farm I think in the country is in someplace in Pennsylvania, and they grow these heirloom tomatoes. And the thing is that there's, I don't know how many, let's say 5,000 acres of heirloom tomatoes. The crop last year or the year before was totally ruined because of fracking. The fracking is something, again, that the petroleum industry is searching for more oil and petroleum deposits. And we need more oil. The earth, population, so forth and so on. And need more oil. We have to find other ways in other places and other locations, not near civilization. So, beside Dr. Oz's show, there was another TV show. I can't think of it right now. Let's talk about water. We're talking about water. Let's continue on. The fact is that bottled water, they put in all kinds of different bottles, different things, different containers, all bottled water is contaminated. If anyone approaches my house, they're coming to visit or anything like that, and if they're carrying a bottle of water with them, I tell them, please, just leave it in your car. Don't even leave it on my doorstep. I don't want my neighbors and people I know to think that I drink bottled water, because I don't, and I talk against it because it's contaminated. And why is it? And, you know, this Dasani water, it's banned in the UK. It's not banned here in America, but it's banned in the UK because it has a cancer-causing agent in it. And also, let's talk about a little bit about We're going to have an abbreviated show today, folks, because I've got to be able to get somewhere sooner than I thought. And I've got to fly out, so I'm running out of time right now. Anyhow, Sloan Kettering Hospital, one of the largest treatment, it's in New York City, I'm pretty sure it's in New York City. And Sloan Kettering is, they give their patients bottled water. They give their patients water from the sink. I never drink water from any kind of a sink, anywhere. I don't care if it's a $10 billion house, and I don't care about that. Anybody offers me a glass of water, I don't take it. And Sloan Kettering doesn't even restrict sugar in the diets of their patients. I can tell you a lot more about Sloan Kettering and a lot more about how to really be healthier. The most important thing you need to do is to get Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. The Kangen company is called Enagic, E-N-A-G-I-C, and it's based in Osaka, Japan, but has main offices on Long Island City, New York, and New York City, and also in California, in Torrance, California. And so the thing is, folks, you need to be able to drink enough water to have basically be 88. Well, the human being is 85% water. The cells of the body are bathed in water. But if you're not drinking pure water, the only pure water you can get is to get a machine, a Kangen water machine. There's different models, different sizes. The most popular model, like the ones I have a few of them. I have more than one residence. And that model number is SD501. And it costs about $4,000. Oh, my God, $4,000. First of all, the company is so easy to deal with. You could pay $100 a month and get one of those machines today or tomorrow if it has to be shipped to you. Okay, so the thing is that it hooks up to your tap water in your kitchen or wherever you want it to hook up onto. It's a little bit, let's say, twice or three times the size of an average-sized toaster. So it stands on the kitchen counter, and it hooks up, and you don't need a plumber. Very easy instructions show you how to hook up the Kangen water machine. And, folks, I'm going to give you my number one time only. Because now our office, my main office, is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and it's under construction at the present—not under construction, renovation. I mean, at the present time, so it's not a good idea to try to call there. So my cell phone number, get ready. My cell phone number, 63-509-9059. And that's it for today, folks. We're going to be broadcasting on time next Friday. And give you a better, I'm going to talk a little bit about other things which are really important to good health and well-being. And also about how to develop real good energy level. So with that being said, folks, have a good week, a good month, a good year, a good life. And and talking about energy, I have more energy than almost anybody I ever saw. I can dance all night long, especially if it's Latin music, because that's my favorite kind of music. And I can keep on going, and people can't believe it. Okay, so to all my friends, I'm in New York City now, but to all my friends, my Latin friends back home, let me say that a good weekend, and a good life, and we'll be talking to you next week on Friday. Adios, y'all. What the hell I want to say? My feelings are changing about comedy, really are.